You know what happens every Monday about this time? We like to touch base with Mayor Andy Shore. Your mayor is so much more. You know why? Because he's the mayor. Come on, everybody, sing along. He's the mayor. You know what I just realized, Andy?
What's that?
If when you decide not to be the mayor and then we ever have election, we have a female mayor, I'm going to have to get a whole different song because this is, unless I can put a shh at the beginning of this, because this is he's the mayor, I'm going to have to get a different song. I don't know that one exists.
But you'll have to find one because the song you use is from that really old TV show, which, by the way, was awful.
It was a terrible TV show. It was.
I'm sure you can find something. But maybe the next mayor won't have to have the awful TV show as their walk-up song.
Are you telling me you don't like your theme song, Andy? Come on.
I love my theme song, Mike. I love it. Next year, State of the City will have to use it.
I say, I don't know why you haven't done that yet, but okay, and then I'll charge you. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, I want to get into stuff that's going on this week, but I want you to address this letter you got from the four council people on the new city hall at the old Masonic Temple, the concerns therein, and then your response.
Yeah, four council members, the ones that voted no, sent me a letter. It raised questions on a few different issues. And I addressed each one, parking. They said there won't be a big, they were asking about parking, and I responded that there'll be more parking than there is now because there's a parking garage right across the street, and we're working on getting the small little surface lot right next door, but that's put on hold until we see if it's moving. They raised questions about the age of the building, and we said, yes, this is an old historic building, and we will be able to completely rehab it to be functional. They asked about ADA compliance, and we said, yep, any major rehab like this has to be ADA compliant. So they raised some questions, and I responded to all of them. They asked about the potential of doing another bid, and my answer is we went through the process with transparency. We bid it out. We had a winner. And if you allow the loser to force a rebid because they don't like the fact that they didn't get it, that doesn't say much for your process, and it doesn't say much for being able to bid things in the future. If you bid on something, you spent lots of money and time on it, and then the person who lost because the project wasn't as good was able to force a rebid, why would you bid again? So yeah. I'm not going to rebid it because we had a process. It went perfect. It was legal. Our attorneys were involved. It was transparent. And we had a winner, and I'm not going to rebid it because the loser is upset that they didn't get it. So, I provided that information back to council members, and if they decide that any of them are willing to change their vote to support this project at the Masonic Temple, great. If none of them are willing to change their vote, then we will look at another option because we don't have the support to purchase the building. The only thing I have in front of them is whether or not to purchase the building, and if they don't approve purchasing the building, then we'll look at a different building. But we'll spend that $40 million not only for a new city hall that's good for customer service, but to get a new hotel where our city hall is and have that building redeveloped, which is desperately needed in our city. So we're going to move forward. It's just a matter of where we're going to go.
And you need just one of the four, correct?
Correct. Yep. Yeah. We need five votes. Right. We have four members who are supportive. And then we have four members who voted no and sent me that letter, and we responded. So if any one of those four decides that this is the appropriate building to go to and they want to vote yes, then we'll move forward with this one. And if not, then we'll have a different building or property that we will use, and we'll do that pretty quickly because we need to get this done quickly so we don't lose the $40 million.
Yeah, yeah. Talking with Mayor Andy Shore, your mayor and so much more. Every Monday, we come up with stuff. Hey, I want to know, tomorrow, now today being tax day, tomorrow is, I don't know if you knew this, I just found this out. Tuesday Tool Men. What is that? What's a Tuesday Tool Man?
So we have a program that we do with the Capital Area Housing Project. We fund it. And it's a bunch of older gentlemen, mostly retired, who get their belts and their saws and their drills, and they go build ramps for people that need them in our city. So we have folks with disabilities that can't afford to build these new ramps and things on their houses, and they go and they build them. And every year I go with them, and I bring my drill and tools and help to build. These are professionals and experts, and it's a lot of fun. And to see the happiness on the face of the person that has a new ramp for them, built for them, from volunteers, it's priceless.
Andy, are you good with the drill, really, and the saw and stuff? Are you allowed to touch that stuff?
I am. I'm amateur. I'm not, I've never been trained. I'm not, haven't gone through the apprenticeship program, so I'm amateur. But I am. I fix things around the house. It's one of the things, it's one of the reasons my wife keeps me around.
Okay.
That's what she'll tell you.
You need to have a hard hat and a tool belt, like a mayoral one with like the city logo on it. So, well, you probably already do. I know you do.
I have several hard hats. You know, we go to a lot of different groundbreakings,
like,
and they give you a hard hat. I have several hard hats. I don't have a tool belt, though.
Well, you got good weather for the stuff. I mean, it's a pretty decent week. We have a little bit of stormage tomorrow during Tuesday Toolman time, but, wear a poncho. You'll be just fine. The weekend's getting a little cooler, but I wanted to touch on this, the annual Tom Izzo, the walk run. I think we're going to be able to get it in okay. It might be just a little cooler than we'd like. You're in that, right? Are you running?
I am running. Yep, we run every year. It's okay if it's a little cooler because runners like it to be, 50, 60 degrees so you don't overheat. I run it every year. I'm not in as good of a shape this year, but I'm hoping to, to do it under maybe 30 or 20. Under 29 minutes would be awesome, but I run it every year. And Tom is wonderful and Loopy, and they raise a lot of money for a lot of things in our community. So I go over to campus and I run it with my wife and thousands of people. It's a lot of fun.
Fabulous. We'll turn you loose, and I know you've got to shine up the hard hat. I just what a great honor. what a great thing. He is your mayor, Andy Shore, your mayor, and so much more. Andy, have a marvelous day. Maybe you do some business outside today. You're going to get outside?
I hope so, but probably not. I have a lot of meetings and things, but I hope so.
All right, buddy. Have a great day and have a great week. Thanks a lot.
You too. Thanks, Mike.
Yep. He's the mayor. Andy Shore, your mayor, and so much more. 1320 WILS. We'll be back in just a minute.